The February 7 issue of TV Guide has an announcement across the top of the cover. Attention MTV, cancel Skins now. Skins is an edgy new series that says it's an inside look at the reality of teen life. Its detractors say the sex and drugs on the program are being done by underage actors. Many adults are appalled. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates went to find out what kids think.
If there really is no such thing as bad publicity, MTV should be very happy.
Parents are outraged over a new MTV show.
Scantily clad teenagers, gratuitous drug use, and
all
violence.
All young kids, like an orgy, they're all over each
the
other, half
called
naked.
Skins, and they show a lot of it.
The concept for Skins began in the UK about 5 years ago, when executive producer Brian Elsley was spending time with his son, then a college freshman.
He came over one evening to have dinner with me and spent the evening shooting my ideas down in flames.
Jamie Britton told his dad he should create a series about teen life as teens see it, not as adults wished teens behave. So, Skins was born.
This program is rated TV MA and is intended for mature audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Elsley says both the UK and US versions consult an advisory board of teens to keep the show real.
We proceed from the point of view of teenagers, which I think is sometimes why people might find things a little bit uncomfortable, because proceeding from the point of view of young people can be difficult.
To say the least. The first two episodes showed drug buys, heavy drinking, and a teen lesbian hookup. Several groups have complained vigorously and publicly that Skins is exploiting its young cast. Elsley says there is no exploitation. He believes Skins is an optimistic look at teen life, but has this caveat.
I think it's fair to say that Skins is like reality elevated one notch.
And at least in that respect, he has support from 14-year-old Ben Sachs.
To me, from what I hear from my friends in high school, I don't think anyone is really doing it in this scale that they make it out to be in Skins.
He's sitting in his parents' sunny living room just south of Los Angeles with his sister Miriam, 13, and friend Sebastian Molter, who's 12. Skins set a record at its debut with over 3 million viewers in his 12 to 34 demographic, but these kids say it's not for them. Miriam Sachs says the show's frankness could be scary.
Just based off of watching Skins, it would kind of make you feel like intimidated to like grow up and you just be like, okay, I just want to stay here. And you don't really want to, like, see what happens.
Sebastian Molter says the behavior in Skins could be guidance for what you don't want to do.
Maybe if you figure out that you don't want to do that stuff, then you go to the group which, like, plays basketball, for instance, or something.
Around the country, Skins has become a topic of conversation for kids and their parents. Jasmine Graham is a guidance counselor for a middle school in Maryland. She says parents will have a hard time keeping kids away from the show if the kids are determined to see it.
If they want to, they can go to a friend's house and watch it. They can watch it on their laptop. You know, some of my students are more computer savvy than I am. They know about websites I haven't even heard of.
Major advertisers like Taco Bell and General Motors have withdrawn from the show. There's been a 50% drop-off in viewers since the initial airing. That combination may force MTV to ponder whether continued support of the show is worth the headache. Stay tuned, or not. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.